Podcast Sandi Soccer segera dimulai. Selamat mendengarkan.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello, welcome back again in Anti Mainstream Sandi Soccer Podcast. This is a podcast that talk about environment and football in Indonesia and also the world. After we explore and get acquainted with the educational city of Al Rayyan, now we go to the last city to be one of the cities hosting the 2022 World Cup. This year's 2022 World Cup will be held in 5 cities in Qatar, and one of them is the city of Al Wakrah. Without further ado, let's just talk about the city of Al Wakrah and also see the grandeur of the Ahmad bin Ali Stadium. Al Wakrah is the capital city of the Al Wakrah municipality in Qatar. Al Wakrah's eastern edge is the shores of the Persian Gulf, and Qatar's capital, Doha, is situated to the city's immediate north. Governed by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Yasim Al Thani, it was originally a small fishing and pearling village. Over the years, it evolved into a small city with a population of more than 80,000 and is currently considered to be the second largest city in Qatar. Al Wakrah have a total area 75.8 square kilometers and have population total is 87,970 people. It has undergone extensive development and growth since the turn of the 21st century, while also being steadily anchored by rapidly expanding Doha from the north. Notable milestones in the city's modern history include the May 2019 inauguration of Al Janoub Stadium, a venue for the Qatar 2022 World Cup. The opening of Al Wakrah Heritage Village in 2016. The Al Wakrah Main Road project, which was set to be complete in 2020, and the city's integration into the Doha Metro Red Line. Next part is etymology of Al Wakrah. The city name derives the Arabic word wakar, which roughly translates to birds nest. According to the Ministry of Municipality and Environment, this name was given in reference to a nearby hill, likely Jabal Al-Wakrah, which accommodated the nests of several birds. History of Al Wakrah. Pre-independence of Qatar. Due to a wealth of archaeological evidence, it has been claimed that Al Wakrah served as the first urban center of Qatar. The city was historically used as a pearling center during the period in which Qatar economy was almost entirely dependent on the bursting pearling industry. According to the United States Hydrographic Office, by 1920, there were approximately 300 ships situated in the town. A following study carried out by the British in 1925 stated that there were 250 boats in Wakra's port. Al-Wakra was dubbed to encompass the so-called Pirate Coast, as stated by a report written in 1898. Now is in Al-Khalifa rule. In 1783 until 1868, according to record contained in the British India Library Office, a written account dating to 1845 states that the town accommodated 250 houses and had a population of roughly 1,000. It was said to be located 10 miles away from one of Qatar's then primary pearling villages, Al-Bidya. The records also state the town originally inhabitants were migrants from Al-Bidya. Al-Wakra was described as independent of Al-Bidya and other towns, and as thriving and more cheerful in appearance than Bidya, to which it was equal. In 1863, the Bahraini ruler Mohammed bin Khalifa sent his cousin Mohammed bin Ahmed to act as deputy emir of Qatar. He was soon compelled by the Qataris to return to Bahrain. After arresting and deporting the ruler of Al-Wakra, in 1867, Bahrain launched a war against Qatar after the Naim tribe defeated the Bahraini armies situated in the peninsula. They succeeded in gaining support from Abu Dhabi, as Doha and Al-Wakra have long been harbors of refugees for Omani seceder. As a result, Al-Wakra was sacked by combined Bahraini and Abu Dhabi. Next part about Al-Wakra city is geographic. Situated off the Persian Gulf to its immediate east, Al-Wakra is approximately 15 kilometers south of the capital Doha, 72 kilometers south of Al-Khor, 21 kilometers north of Masyid, 36 kilometers southeast of Salal Muhammad, and 100 kilometers southeast of Duhan. Roughly 112 hectares of mangrove are found just off Al-Wakra coast. Wow, interesting. In a 2010 survey of Al-Wakra coastal waters conducted by the Qatar Statistics Authority, it was found that its average depth was a shallow 2.25 meters, and its average pH was 7.95. Furthermore, the waters had a salinity of 49.14 PSU, an average temperature of 22.78 degree, and 6.6 milligram per liter of dissolved oxygen. The climate, similar to other cities in Qatar, Al Wakrah has mild average temperature in January, February, March, November, and December. The summer season is in April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November. Al Wakrah has dry period in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August. On average, the warmest month is July and the coolest month is January. The following table show the records and average of Al Wakrah temperature in January 22 degree, February 23, March 27, April 32. Oh no, it's very, very hot. In May 38, June 41, July 42. And that's why World Cup held in November for this year, because climate in Qatar is very, very hot, 4142 degrees in average. After we talk about the city, now we discuss about the stadium, Ahmed bin Ali Stadium. Ahmed bin Ali Stadium, popularly known as the Al Rayyan Stadium, is a multi-purpose stadium in Al Rayyan, Qatar. It is currently used mostly for football match, and it is the home of Al Rayyan Sports Club and Al Kharithiyah Sports Club. The stadium named after Ahmed bin Ali Al Thani, the Emir of Qatar from 1960 to 1972. The former stadium, built in 2003, had a seating capacity of 21,282 and was demolished by 2015. The new Al Rayyan Stadium has seating a capacity of 44,740 people. Location in Al-Afail, Al Rayyan, Qatar. Broke ground in 2001 until 2002, and 2016 until 2018. Broke ground in this year and built in 2003. Construction, FIFA World Cup Qatar. The Ahmed bin Ali Stadium is one of 8 stadiums being converted for the 2022 FIFA World Cup Qatar. The former Ahmed bin Ali Stadium was demolished in 2015 to make way for Al Rayyan Stadium. 90% of the rubble resulting from the demolition of the stadium are anticipated to be reused either for a new stadium or for public art projects. The construction of the new stadium started in early 2016. This was done by the joint venture between Al Balakh and Larsen and Toubro. After the World Cup, the stadium will be reduced to 21,000 seats. The new stadium was built for the 2022 FIFA World Cup, which Qatar will host. The renovation includes a huge media facet with a membrane that will act as a screen for projection news, commercial, sports, current tournament information, and match seating capacity was increased to 40,740. And all seats were seated. The inauguration of the stadium took place on 18 December 2020, which was Qatar's National Day, and exactly 2 years before country host 2022 FIFA World Cup final. The stadium was one of two venues used for the 2020 FIFA Club World Cup. The stadium hosts 4 matches during FIFA Arab Cup 2021. The match in 2022 FIFA World Cup held in this stadium is United States versus Wales, Belgium versus Canada, Wales versus Iran, Japan versus Costa Rica, Wales against England, Croatia versus Belgium, and winners of Group C versus runner-up of Group D. That's all I convey today about Al Wakrah and Ali bin Ahmed Stadium. Next episode in World Cup Traveling is our last episode. Talk about the other of host stadium and cities in World Cup 2022. Finish from now. I'm no moment ready. Keep your health. See you and bye bye.
Terima kasih sudah mendengarkan podcast ini. Sampai jumpa.